Episode 34 of
the Perth Podcast.
We're back.
Post-COVID episode for me.
I have no idea what month it is. I don't even think I know what year it is.
Well, Emily, you were saying you didn't know what day of the week it was. So
it should be Friday. It's not Friday.
It's just gotten worse as you've gone on today.
It's age, mostly, and, you know, workload, but it's all good. But we're back. Perth Podcast. Back in the air.
Yay! And like I say, post-COVID for me.
Post-COVID.
And for your household,
and for
but
my
not
household.
For you.
No, I've managed to avoid it. Yeah. I felt rubbish twice. I think I've fought it off twice. Go on.
Your mutant healing factor.
Call me Wolverine or Deadpool. Captain Deadpool. No, wait, just Deadpool. Play the music. So this is a bit of a special episode. We have a guest in the studio.
And we love it.
I don't think he does, but you know. Here he is. So introducer.
We guest. Are joined by Gareth Edwards. Hello, Gareth. Welcome.
Hello, how are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Do you know what day it is?
I think it's Thursday.
Ah, see, that's disappointing. It's still not Friday.
By the time it comes out, it's probably like a Saturday in May anyway. So.
What year is it? 2024. Oh, no.
Oops.
No. Good stuff. So, yeah, you are here to speak to us about...
Perth Gospel Hall.
Perth Gospel Hall.
There
so,
we go. Yeah. Well, first off, let's just hear a bit about yourself, Gareth. So you're from Perth, yeah? You're born and bred in Perth.
Not quite born and bred in Perth, but I've been here most of my life now, yeah.
Nice.
I've been
Don't here. Say Fife. Don't say
no,
Fife.
No, no. Not that bad. No, I came from up north, Elgin, and moved down here when I was 9 years old. Actually, my dad moved down to work with the hydroelectric in Perth, and so moved down here, went to Veulans Primary School, Perth Academy, and then went off to St Andrews University to do business studies there for 4 years.
Nice.
Came back, worked at SSE for just over 10 years, and then 2016, so about 6 years ago now, and this might sound kind of strange to some of your listeners, but I felt that God really wanted me to leave what I was doing at SSE to work with the church on a full-time sort of basis. So it's about 6 years I've been doing that now.
Nice, nice. So Elgin.
Elgin.
My mum and dad used to drag me up there every year for a camping holiday, and I was bored out of my face every year. Has it changed?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I've not been back since I was nine years old.
You're 21 now, am I right?
I have been back, but not very frequently in recent years.
Yeah. For probably the reason I just mentioned above.
We went up once with my mum's friend, and her husband was an RAF jet fighter
pilot. Wow.
Well, he drove his car like he drove his jet.
Oh.
Quietest of three, me and my brother and sister had ever been. Like, we were kids at the time, just silent the whole way, sitting plastered to the back of the seat.
Why does the speedo say Mach 1?
Triple digits.
But you find yourself in Perth now, and here we are, and you've started this. Is it your project? Are you working for the project? What's the deal?
Well, the church, Perth Gospel Hall, it's been on the go for over 100 years, I think.
Oh, wow.
Perth, so
he doesn't look a day over 40.
No. I've not been here since the start. The church was formerly, I think initially it was in Princess Street, and then it moved to a building in South Street, which was subsequently sold to that bar. Some of the listeners might have been in there.
Yeah.
About 14 years ago now, we moved to the current building, which is on Balgown Road up in Lethem. It used to be the Lethem Farmhouse Hotel. So, yeah, the church has been going for a long, long time. And my involvement in it goes back, quite a few years, not quite 100. just got more and more involved as I got a bit older. And as I say, the last 6 years I've been working in connection with them for the last, full time for 6 years.
Well, I love that the church, the way it's just been described, isn't a building.
Yes.
It's a community. It's a group of people.
It's an entity, not a building. Yes,
you know, it's about the people who are there. I love that.
That's the way forward. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I like church buildings, though.
They're nice. Cost a fortune to do up, though, let's face it.
Yeah.
So, do you want to tell us a wee bit about what you're doing up there, then? What is it that you provide or you're servicing or doing?
Yeah, because from what you told me, it's a lot.
Which, should we just go into the pub for a couple hours and just let him talk?
Yeah, I mean, there's loads of things going on. Obviously, things have been a wee bit different the last couple of years with the pandemic, and some of the activities have had to be adapted, and we've done new things, and some of the other stuff's changed. But yeah, there's loads of different things for kids, for teenagers, adults, all sorts of activities in the church building itself, but then lots of other things that we do out in the community as well. So I don't know if you want me to start going through them all. Well, I suppose I'll maybe just start with how things have changed a wee bit in the last couple of years, because like everybody else, other organisations, charities, other churches, we've had to adapt fairly extensively. So we've done a lot of our services the last couple of years on Zoom, which has been interesting. And we did have a presence on Facebook, and we had a website before the pandemic, but we've kind of ramped that up over the last couple of years.
Necessity is a wonderful thing, isn't
absolutely.
It?
And we started producing a lot of video content. So we set up a YouTube channel, which has just gone through the 1,000 subscribers fairly recently. So it's picked up quite nicely as well. So, yeah, we've done a lot of that kind of thing. We adapted some of our other services. We would normally have a service on a Sunday where we would invite the community to come along to and so on. And that really wasn't possible. So what we did was we started something called Good News in the Garden. So we actually took the service outside. We've got a garden area at the church, so we made use of that, set up some tables and chairs, served tea and coffee, and sort of did church outside.
Nice.
So, yeah, we've done a lot of things to adapt over the last couple of years.
That word gets used a lot these days, doesn't it? Adapt. Yes. I think it's ever been used as much as it has in the last 2 years.
And we've all had to do
it. Well, yeah, absolutely. And I went to the service St. Matthew's on Tay Street. For some video work I was doing, and it's the same thing. They were broadcasting their service to the people at home, and you're like, they wouldn't have thought of that, 2-3 years ago. That wouldn't even been on the tips of their tongues to even attempt something like that. But there they were, adapting and doing what they needed to do, and that's what it is. It's just do what you need to do, isn't it? You can sit there and moan about what's going on, or you can fix it and do something else instead. And that sounds like that's what you've done.
And I love that the work is going in so that people aren't left out, isolated, alone, unable to go to. Yeah. You can't actually physically go out on Sunday morning or whenever it is and go to church, but it comes to you in a way, or like you say, you go out into you still go to the same location, but you just don't go in the door.
Yeah.
And you get the same thing going on.
Adapting.
Yes.
All adapting. So do you want to give some examples of the activities that go on? Like, what's your favorite one, for example? Start there.
Wow.
You'll have a favorite. Everyone's got a favorite.
Yeah.
Is this like your kids? You've got a favorite, but you don't talk about it.
Well, seeing as you asked, I suppose it's probably a toss-up between two. One would be the football group that we run. You did tell me before not to talk about football, but
he's out.
we do a football group over the summer months. Usually, we've done this for about the last 10 years, and I suppose that would be my favourite activity because I get to play football for a guy that's kind of aging and starting to fall to pieces a little bit.
Join the club.
It's good to still be able to get a bit of a kick about. And we've had over the years loads of young guys, teenagers, guys in their 20s and 30s coming along, guys that wouldn't come to church, normally. And yet they come, play a game of football with us. We have a bit of fun, have a laugh. And we can still share a little bit of the message of the Bible with them at the end. So, it's a kind of win-win thing. So I've really enjoyed that over the years, get to know the guys. And then the other thing, I suppose, would be the soup kitchens that we've ran. So this started back in 2017. And I've got
pre-pandemic then.
So I've got a little trailer, exhibition trailer type thing. So we use that to run the soup kitchens. And
that's impressive.
So we take it down to Thimble Row Car Park on a Monday night, 7:30. And then Wednesday night, we are in Dalria Place Car Park, just behind the Welcome Inn in Lethem, if you know where that is. Yeah, that's 6:45 on a Wednesday. And yeah, we run these soup kitchens for anybody that's struggling a little bit, anybody that's in need. We set up a couple of tables and we serve hot drinks. We get food donated to us from Greg's in Inveramond.
So, very good.
We shout out to them.
Was that Greg's in Inveramond?
That was Greg's in Inveramond.
Guess where I had my lunch from today, and I'm not kidding.
Did they donate it to you, or did you have to pay? We'll talk about that later.
I'll go speak to them. We'll be like, guys sent me.
Yeah, so that is great. I mean, we get loads of stuff from them, and we have bags of groceries that we give out with some fruit as well, slightly more healthy than the Greg stuff. And we just get an opportunity to meet with people and chat with them, find out what's going on in their lives and find other ways that we can maybe help them as well.
And the price of shopping is only going up as well, let's face it. So, you know, these services are going to become even more prominent or needed than what they ever have been.
Absolutely, yeah. We're just starting to see the numbers coming along pick up a little bit from the pandemic, actually. We had a lot of people coming before that, and then we had to adapt what we were doing, obviously, through the last couple of years. But the numbers are starting to really pick up again now. So,
which is also bad news, really, isn't it? You know, it's a real double-edged sword, that one. We've got more... Wait a minute, that's not good, is it? but tricky, and it's so good that... I think the hardest part of that is the stigma, isn't it? It's the idea that I don't need that service when actually some people do, and it's okay to need that service. Mm-hmm. I think that's been a stickling point for a lot of people over the years, is to not be embarrassed to use such services. Yeah. You're not alone.
Yeah, because we talked about that during the Social Flock episode as well, and we've talked about it multiple times, is... So get over that pride if you need the service. But I think also calling it a soup kitchen is kind of selling yourself short from the sound of it as well. There's a lot more. It's like soup kitchen.
I don't think you can call it Greg's Steak Bake Kitchen.
Yeah. But it's way more than just a soup kitchen.
We probably should rebrand it because we don't actually give out any soup at it. So it's...
Is that not false advertising?
It's false advertising, yeah. It's much better than soup.
You've not had my mum's soup. that sounds like really good. What other sort of activities or things that might go on that our listeners can take part in, for example?
Yeah, well, while we're on the sort of food theme, everybody likes some food, so... we've started a community lunch recently as well, a monthly thing. So this is actually in the Gospel Hall itself. And
I like lunch every day, Gareth. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, you can come to us and get it once a month, but you need to fend for yourself the rest of the month. But yeah, we started this back in March was the first one, I think. And yeah, we've had two of them so far. And it really, we've kind of branded it as a community friendship lunch, which is a bit of a mouthful, but it does what it says on the tin. Basically, it's for the community. We're trying to encourage people to build friendships with one another, particularly kind of older folks that have been stuck at home a lot the last couple of years. And we give them lunch. So yeah, that's gone really well, the first couple. So the next one, and I have written this down, I'm probably going to forget, is on Monday the 2nd of May, and that's at 1 o'clock. So anyone's welcome to come along to that.
So if they're feeling a bit lonely, wanting, get into a community or whatever and speak to other people, that's a great place to get started, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's funny how many of those podcasts we've been doing, isn't it? The whole idea of the community and talking to people again. I mean, I'd say the thing in the street I've noticed is people are saying hi a lot more since COVID. You know, I think being stuck in the houses, I got a bit not talk to anyone. I walk the dog. I'm in a more urban area these days, and folks do speak, and it's increasing. But I mean, I also see a house up near me. I thought it was abandoned. I genuinely thought it was abandoned, and I saw someone in it the other day, and it's just this old gentleman. And I'm sitting there going, when was the last time someone visited you? You know, and it's that sort of thing. I'm like, that just blows my mind. Like, has anyone visited you? Has anyone come around to say hi, or are you okay, or anything like that at all? So having somewhere to come and know it's safe and other people are there to do the same thing is fantastic. So, yeah, rock on. Lunch and people. Yeah. That's a good mixture.
It's a good combination.
Yeah. What else have you got?
Well, for the children, we've been running a few kind of one-off events over the last year. And again, this is out in the garden area of the church. When the weather's...
Like weeding. And
yeah, Yeah, when the weather's good, it's great. So we try and make use of that. And I think people are maybe some people that are not all that comfortable going into a church building, but you know, in the garden area, it's a little bit more
less intimidating, possibly for some people.
Yeah.
Not
that's
intimidating, but do you know what I mean? It's less of a hardship to make that crossing over, as it were. Yeah.
So we've done a few of these. We had a fun day back in the end of the summer last year. We had a special day for Pancake Day, I think it was, and then one for Mother's Day. So we've had quite a number of these kind of events. The next one of those.
Here's a shameless plug.
Yeah, it's also putting the time pressure on for editing.
Absolutely, because it's next Friday, Easter Friday, at 11 o'clock. So it's Easter egg hunt and egg painting and all those kind of
traditional, very cool
things that you would expect from an Easter event.
Things we did when we were
little youngsters, nippers.
except in 2020 when you weren't allowed to.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I actually made a hill in the back garden because the garden's flat. So I actually made a hill with like wood and stuff, and I had some leftover astroturf. So the kids got to roll their eggs down that.
If I can't go to the hill will come to me. That's the way. Adapting.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Brilliant.
Yep. So that's next Friday, and then I'm trying to think of some other things. We did another thing we did for kids was a youth cafe. So again, this trailer that we have, we took that out to the park in Lethem, last couple of summers, one day a week, and we would give sort of hot chocolate and marshmallows and cream and all these kind of things for the kids. It actually started because a load of kids started to turn up at one of the soup kitchens in Lethem. So I think they sniffed out the Greggs and stuff, and they were kind of drawn in by the hot chocolate and cream and marshmallows. And so they all started coming along. So we started a separate thing for them.
Nice.
And had some fun with the youngsters in the park in Lethem as well. So we might restart that in the next sort of month or two as well.
And I think the big question here from all that is, if I want to know more about anything that you're speaking about today, where would I go?
Best place for up-to-date information, I would say, is our Facebook page. So just go onto Facebook, type in Perth Gospel Hall. You could also check out our website, which is just www.perthgospelhall.com. And you can also check out our YouTube channel as well. Again, just Perth Gospel Hall.
Lovely.
I'm liking the whole, like you were saying about adapting, but that is the theme that's coming out here, is you guys aren't like stuck in a routine and just doing the same things. You're seeing things and going, yeah, we could change this. We can adapt to that, you know. Yeah. And you've got you've got your community lunch, you've got your kids events, you've got a toddlers group going on as well, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I try and stay as far away from that as possible. it's not my scene, but some of the ladies in the church run a toddlers group on a Thursday morning, 9:30. So I think it's off at the moment for the school holidays, but it'll be back on again fairly soon.
And is this open to anyone again?
Yeah, it's open to anyone. Again, probably the best way to find out a bit more about it is to contact us through the Facebook page. There are kind of limited numbers because of the space that we've got.
And COVID making that even harder, of course. So.
Yeah.
The old restrictions, which, I'll tell you what's really weird, by the way, talking about restrictions, slightly off topic. We went to Marquee's the other day there, and none of the glass panels were up between all the self-checkouts.
Right. They took them down a couple of weeks
weird.
Ago.
That was really weird to walk in and go, where are they?
Yeah.
What's going on? You know, and it's really weird to have to wear the face mask, but none of that's around. So, you know, it's a bit of a, I wouldn't say a mixed message in many ways. You know, either it's still around or it's not. Which one is it? But I just found it odd.
I was in Norwich last week, and I was sitting at the hotel waiting for my takeaway to come and be delivered. And I was like, oh, there's a vending machine. And I picked up my mask, went to put it on. I went, oh, no, don't need this anymore. It's actually really weird.
Yeah.
Like, I was walking into the office building, no mask on. Everyone's just, you could see people's smiles. You didn't have to interpret the eyebrows anymore. You could see the smiles. It was
recognize people in the street again. That would be nice.
Yeah. Well, I was in a foreign city.
Well,
so.
Yeah. Weird how that works out. I mean, as I say, everything, you're doing lots, clearly doing lots and lots and lots, and it's all, it can only be beneficial for post-COVID world that we live in, as much as I hate saying that, you know, I'm sounds post-apocalyptic, but things have changed. massively. You know, I think people's attitudes have changed. I think I thought we were going to become more patient as a race.
Get on with it. Come on.
It's really not sharp. But it's really not worked out that way. I actually find people are losing their patience quite a lot. But I think that's uncertainty kicking in again. You know, folk are just not quite sure of what's going on, when it's going on. Are we still in danger? Are we not still in danger? So to be able to come, I mean, it sounds safe, I think is what I'm trying to say. It's a safe space to go to, no matter who you are, what you're doing. You know, the expectations are you show up. That's what you're asking, isn't it? Come along.
Yeah. Well, it's not even that, though. Because going to the opposite end of the age spectrum from the kids, you're doing like care home visits as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we have done in the past. They've obviously been curtailed in the last couple of years as well. But again, I feel bad continually using this word, but we've adapted.
Don't feel bad.
I'm trying to think of another word I can use.
Changed. No, that's rubbish.
We've innovated.
There we go.
So we've been producing videos that we've been putting in for the old folks to watch. Been recording those and they seem to be going down quite well. So hopefully we will be able to go back in and visit them again fairly soon. It's nice to have the personal interaction with the folks. But
I mean, I did a photo thing with the Horsecross who'd taken music to the old folks home. So they had the stage outside the old folks home. They opened all the windows and that's how they listened to the music. And I'm like, isn't that amazing though, to bother, I suppose, you know, for want of a better term. They've taken that out of their day. They've got artists in and they're playing through the windows. And it was just an amazing sight to see. And, you know, I visited a few old folks home in my time and, there needs to be more of that sort of thing, you know, like help for them and they're not forgotten about. You know, I think it'd be so easy just to dump your old person in there and then think they're okay and run away, but that's not really the case. And some of them don't have anyone. So we're right back to that. Do you know what we're back to? The Asda episode with Matthew. Because the person at Asda checkout, he might have been the only person they spoke to all day.
And it could
be the same in the old folks home as well. So that personality, that interaction with them is fantastic. So get back out there.
That's it. I mean, it's all about people for us, and it's about showing God's love to people in a practical way through things like the soup kitchen and taking an interest in them, like visiting the care homes and so on, and sharing.
But not the toddlers, right?
No, well, I mean, I don't know if they count as people just yet. So. And also sharing a message of hope with them from the Bible. That's what we want to try and do as well. We believe that can make a difference to people's lives too. So,
that's in my interpretation, the manifestation of God's love is the people. It's people's love, you know, passed on.
Folk.
Yeah. And then the other thing, so you've got the videos going out, which is great because say they can't make, you know, if it was just visits and somebody couldn't make it because they were poorly or whatever, they get a chance to still watch the video at a later time, which is fantastic. But you've also got the magazine, community magazine as well, the Signpost.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So the Signpost, it's a magazine that we started to produce for the community, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago now. And it's really just a way of us connecting with our local community around about where the church is based. Mm-hmm. So it goes out to about 3,000 homes in Lethem and the Western Edge every 3 months. So it contains little articles about things about the Bible, but it also contains articles about the things that we're doing in the community and ways that people can connect with us. So it's just our link into the community. I think sometimes people maybe are a wee bit suspicious of churches and they don't know exactly what these folks are about who kind of meet together in these buildings. It can be a little bit of a sort of secret society sometimes. So it's just kind of trying to bring down some of those misconceptions and let people know who we are and that we are relatively normal folks.
Relatively
normal. You've not met some of the people yet. It's just letting people know that we are there and there's these things going on for their benefit and they're very welcome to come and join us. That's what we want the church to be. We want it to be a place that people feel welcomed and where they feel they can get help if they need it.
Yeah. And it's the same with a lot of the groups we've talked about before as well. Even things like Andy's Man Club and that, you know, where it is, it's there for you in a way, you know, it's there for people to join, to be part of that community in certain ways. And so, getting that message out there, getting the voice out there that says, you know, there's nothing to be worried about. We're just people who want to help other people. We want to be friends. We want to share the love. yeah, it's getting that out there, because, like you say, people can be suspicious of that if they've had very little exposure to it as well.
Yeah. Well, what's your game? We want to help people.
Oh, really?
That sounds suspicious.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not the modern way.
So, I mean, you, and also just from this and from like what you initially told me, it's like, it's more than just a church of turn up on a Sunday service, job done, see you next week. It's, well, for you, it's a full-time job, you know, but it is constantly going. And that's really fascinating for me with little knowledge of, you know, what was going on in Perth Gospel Hall, to hear all these things going on and how open it is as well. It's not like, oh, it's members only, you know, it's only for the people in the congregation, you know. It is actually open to anyone in the area.
Absolutely. And over and above all these different activities as well, you know, once we kind of get to know people, you know, you get involved in people's lives, people that are struggling with lots and lots of different things. And yeah, it's not a 9-to-5 job that I've got anymore. It's a 24/7 on call for all sorts of different
zero-hour contract.
And yeah, situations and scenarios that you get involved in that I never ever expected to be involved in when I was sitting in the office at SSE a few years back.
Well, that's it. So. Yeah, big difference.
Oh, I mean, all that sounds fantastic. You're doing lots and lots of good work for the community, which is amazing. I think to wrap up, hit us again. We want to find out more information. Where do we go?
Go to our Facebook page, Perth Gospel Hall, or our website, www.perthgospelhall.com, or our YouTube channel, Perth Gospel Hall.
It's so good to hear someone that knows their address. There's a amount of people who go, where do we go?
Just don't ask me what hours this is.
The Perth something stuff, people talking.
Find us on socials.
No, absolutely amazing. Listen, thanks for coming along as well. You're obviously a very, very, very busy man. So thanks for coming along. And yeah, if there's anything else in the future, please do hook us up. Let us know what's going on. And good luck. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So that was Gareth from Perth Gospel Hall. Ian and I were planning to head along to the soup kitchen to chat with some of the people there, but unfortunately, Ian has gone and put his back out rescuing children from a burning orphanage or from a cough. It was one of the two. You decide. Anyway, that's all for this episode. The next episode will have Ian and I at the soup kitchen with Gareth, hopefully. Until then, it's the usual. Like, subscribe, tell your friends, post about us on social media. Thanks, Taylor. Get in touch if you have an event, etc., etc. Thanks again to Gareth. Get better quickly, Ian, and thanks to you for listening.